The proposed bailout of the auto industry, which includes $15 billion in loans and a car czar to oversee the company's business decisions, is being criticized by some people as too much government interference. Malcolm Salter has advised Ford and GM, and he has studied the auto industry for decades. He's a professor emeritus at Harvard Business School. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Well, what do you think of that plan?
I have some very serious questions about oversight. And I think we're moving awfully quickly on this because obviously the events are forcing us to do so. But I have some concerns about this so-called car czar. I'm not quite sure I know what it means. I'm not quite sure I know what decision rights the car czar will have. And if, in fact, the car czar does have decision rights, such as reported in the Wall Street Journal this morning, which was where they were to review and presumably review all transactions more than $25 million, that seems to me like pretty granular oversight. And the question that I would ask, who has sufficient specific knowledge to make those kind of decisions? Who really hasn't been involved in the auto industry?
Well, I guess the thinking is that the big three haven't done so well on their own. Two of them, at least, are facing bankruptcy. So maybe
right.
Someone in government could do a better job, at least in the short term.
Well, that might be true. But don't forget, one of the things that's, I think, so important about this bridge loan is, in fact, it's a loan. Most loans involve covenants. I would start, first of all, before really getting into a car czar, I would ask what the covenants are.
So making sure that the car companies aren't just squandering the money that they get from the
That's right, the exactly. And if you have gated payments, that gives some teeth to the covenants.
So you're skeptical about a car czar. You think that there should be loans, though, with strict provisions attached
right,
to them.
Right.
What else? What else needs to be done? I mean, this is a massive, massive problem, and two of the three are facing extinction at this point.
Don't forget, what's putting them in this condition is the economic, condition of the nation right now. Well, the kind of fixed cost structure that these auto companies have is massive, massive losses that have to do with what's happening to demand. So what was really important, what's really going to save this industry, is the kind of program that I think that the new administration is talking about in terms of economic stimulus. That's really important. Until you get industry volumes up, you can't cut fixed costs fast enough, to keep this company, to keep the companies from bleeding capital. All the companies, each one of these companies, have restructuring plans that have been going on for some time. Ford has gone through a structuring program, argued very effectively it's in the middle of its restructuring program. It's not going to take down any loans right now. GM, which is bigger and has a slightly different situation, is also in the middle of a restructuring program as well. But this has been going on for, Ford is, GM has been working on this for years. The best medicine for this is for industry volumes to respond.
Well, what if the car companies are just unable to meet these covenants and these demands, and they need some heavy hand in Washington to force them to make decisions that maybe are not in their best interest in the short term, but could be in the nation's best interest? I'm thinking CAFE standards, for example, in the long term.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they don't make the conditions, then the company goes into receivership. There's no question about it. My feeling on this, by the way, is that every time the government has gotten sort of involved in trying to micromanage the auto industry, with one exception, it has, to my way of thinking, it's been a failure. And the one place where it's been successful, I think, is in safety. But I think CAFE has been a terrible failure. And I think that the VER, or the Voluntary Export Restraints, from 1981 to 85, where we basically cajoled Japan to keep its cars and light trucks, out of our markets. Both of those, CAFE and the VER, had the effect of muting the market signals. And so we lived in happy land here, without the kind of competition, without the kind of the force of market that we really need. And CAFE in particular basically was forcing auto companies to make cars that no one wanted to buy because our oil policy was totally out of whack, with CAFE.
Do you think the CAFE standards were too strict?
I think it was the wrong policy tool. I think if you want to get small cars, you raise the price of gasoline.
Malcolm Salter is a professor emeritus at Harvard Business School. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.